looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
We are live in the studio. This is Living on a Prayer, and I'm Michelle Morgan. And Barb Perry, that was an awesome song choice. She surprised me today. I was not expecting that. And it's actually amazing that I can even talk right now, because I'm having this high school flashback, being in the garage of my very good friend and guitar player in the rock band that I was in at that point. And so are you ready for my little claim to fame here?
Okay, what's your claim to fame?
This band and I, we were called Tremor. Don't ask me. That was my choice, okay?
Ooh,
you like
I
Earth
like
Tremor?
It.
I know. And our guitar player was amazing, Jeff Olson. He played five different guitars, one of which was the double neck. The guy was just killer guitar player. We played the Battle of the Bands at Skate King, and guess who
no!
we beat? Guess who we beat?
Who'd you beat?
We beat Queensryche.
You didn't.
We actually beat Queensryche. Yes,
whoa.
We did. Isn't that amazing?
Too bad we didn't have video for
that.
Oh,
I'm
and you know what?
You.
I used to go to those Battle of the Bands.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun.
Yeah. Rail.
So, yeah. Oh, Rail. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. They were the
best.
We're
going back. They were the best. I wonder what happened to Rail.
I have just completely and totally aged myself here, haven't I?
So have I.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, it's a free-for-all, kids, which means I guess we're just going to have free for all, you and me, Barb.
That's right.
So, welcome to the show. Oh, too much fun. Seriously, I'm just having like this major flashback. Okay, bring me back to the present. We're going to be turning on the phone lines here shortly, and real shortly, and we're doing a psychic free for all. Any question you got for me, give it to me. Bring it on, and we will take a look and see what you need to see on that. The number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. What I love about doing the psychic readings back-to-back like this is typically there's a really interesting pattern that emerges in the demographic of people that are coming to me for the readings, whether they're doing a phone call thing or they're coming to me in person. And what I'm finding really fascinating right now, in fact, we just have a discussion up on the Facebook discussion board on my Facebook page right now about this very subject. It seems like everybody's got really diverse questions, but they all boil down to a very, very similar pattern. And that pattern is really about people living their truth. And that sounds like such a blanket, generic New Age statement. But it's more crucial than it's ever been, given what we've all seen and experienced over the last number of years, all the explosions of things that don't serve us any longer as a people and as a nation and as a species. And what's emerging out of the rubble is truly a much more divine truth, if you will. So I'll be real curious to see what comes up for folks today. So we'll be, again, opening those phone lines here in just a minute. In fact, you can start calling now if you'd like. Want to give a quick little shout out, talk to Amla, on the phone this last week. She's just an angel, had a great conversation. So thanks for that, kiddo. It was nice to connect to you. Really enjoying, chatting with people on Facebook. And I want to encourage y'all to get on my fan page. I get a chance to get on to that and communicate with people and answer questions and get involved in the discussions. And it's a really nice way for me to touch base with the people who are listening. So it's a ton of fun. Some upcoming show ideas. We're going to be doing some pretty fun things. We're going to be talking about belief systems this next week. Really interesting information about how belief systems rule the world and rule your world in particular. And also going to be doing a show coming up with a couple of my very dear clients. Angie and Sandra are going to participate, and it's going to be about how to encourage natural polarity in your children. So those parents out there that are curious about, you know, helping their kids step into their intuitive right energies, that's going to be an awesome show. Really looking forward to doing that. So we are going to launch into things here. Uno momento. I believe we have somebody on the line, actually, and Barb is talking to somebody as we speak. So I'm going to fill in the blanks here for a moment until she can jump on. One of the things that, again, I'm definitely seeing for people, the questions are not small. Questions are absolutely not small. 10 years ago, even, I'd get people calling me up going, you know, should I sell my car? You know, should I buy a condo? And now it's, you know, who am I and what the hell am I doing here? So let's find out what y'all are wanting to know. Let's go to the first caller. Who we got?
We have got Amy from D.C. Amy, are you there? Amy?
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Hi, Amy. How are you, babe?
Hi. This is Robin from D.C.
Oh.
Is that okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, that's Barb.
No, that's okay. My phone, it must have been bad. It's my fault.
All right. So you're not going to be Amy today. You're going to be your true identity, right?
Right.
All right, Cookie. So talk to me. What's happening?
Well, I'm having trouble in my job.
Okay.
I switched there 6 months ago.
Okay.
I work in the government. I give it my all. And for some reason, I think these people, not all, just the particular managers, female managers, don't care for me.
Mm.
And I'm trying, and they acknowledge I'm a hard worker. They
right.
do.
Right.
But maybe it's not a match. And I just don't feel comfortable with what's going on. So I'm starting to ask people that I know for another position. And I'm wondering.
Okay.
Would something be coming up?
You bet.
I work really hard.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Tell me what you are astrologically. What's your sign?
Oh, Pisces.
A Pisces.
So my birthday is like in a week.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Did you and I talk before? We talked
yes,
before.
Yes, you told me to follow up with you.
Yeah, I did. Good. And so you
Oh, and I'm a fan on your page.
Oh, so. You angel face. Thank you so much for that. Oh, I really do appreciate it. It's great. So this is interesting because I remember we talked last time about the whole polarity issue, right? The, you know, working for the female Uber warriors who were going to be really, in a lot of ways, what I would consider intimidated by you. I mean, does that make sense? You know, because when I'm looking at this kiddo, this doesn't surprise me. You come up as the High Priestess, which I don't know if you know anything about the Tarot, but there are two of the most powerful women in the deck are the High Priestess and the Empress. Those are the two goddesses, if you will, in the deck. And you come up straight up as the High Priestess. So here's what here's the blessing and the curse in that. Okay. First of all, your energy is very strong. Does it make sense to you that people are impacted by you, even if you're just trying to be like kind of under the radar and quiet, you know, you affect people. I mean, that's really obvious here. And that really can be a little bit of a freaky experience because especially, the Pisces sensibility, they have a tendency to want to please, want to, you know, make it all better for everybody. And actually Pisceans are tremendous caregivers. They're incredibly good at being in, any kind of healing work, any kind of nurturing environment, and which will pose a problem when you're in a hard corporate structure because your natural tendency is going to be to, you know, make everybody happy around you. And I got to tell you something, kiddo. I'm looking at, there's three specific other women that I'm feeling really challenging here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
So,
you got it.
So you're basically surrounded. I mean, there's almost no back door on this one from what I can see. And so, and it's weird. It almost feels like two of those three are kind of, peers or in the same sort of echelon. And then the third one feels a little bit below those other two, but she tries to be like those other two. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Okay. So she's, I got to tell you, that third one I'm really struggling with. She really makes me nervous. I wouldn't trust that woman as far as I could spit. Is that?
That's right. I did a ton of work and she turned around and dug a knife in me.
Yeah.
I
got to tell you, kiddo, I would tell you that, and here's what I don't want to say. I don't want to be this doomsayer and be like, oh, you know, be total paranoia, but I would absolutely tell you, I wouldn't trust this woman at all. I would tell you to really, document things, make sure that you are aware of everything that you're handing off to her, etc. And then at the same time, you're going to have to continue with the very concerted prayer effort to keep things from being too challenging where you are right now. But here's the other piece of this. You're supposed to get the hell out of there. There's no question in my mind that the universe is, you know, God is like, okay, honey, how bad do we have to make this before you're going to decide that you deserve better? You know, I mean, it's so funny. I'll tell you one of the new age myths that just makes me completely buggy. It's this idea that, well, when something bad is happening to you, there's a lesson for you to learn and you need to stay in that lesson and you need to learn it. And you know what sometimes the lesson is? Literally, how bad is this? Does this have to be before you are going to decide, okay, I deserve so much better than this, and make your choice to get out? And that doesn't mean that you don't need to learn lessons or not, but you can learn lessons without, you know, staying in the gauntlet and allowing everybody to beat you up on a daily basis.
Correct. That's what's exactly going on. And I can tell you, people around me, they really do like me.
Yeah, well, they absolutely do. And that's part of the problem. Unfortunately, again, you're not flying under the radar here, Cookie. You are like smack in the face of these three women. And I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to vilify this gal, but at the same time, that one that I'm talking about, the one that's undermining you, she's probably, not even probably, she is the worst part of this equation. And the other two are just kind of caught in there, in the cogs of their masculine job position, basically, which is not an excuse. I mean, if I was going to march in that office, I'd, you know, get on my high horse and be preaching the whole polarity thing to them. But the bottom line is, the problem that you're caught in here is that you got this one gal who's really pushing the buttons, and then that's filtering up to these other two, and then you're caught in the center of that. So this is what I would tell you. So keep doing all the spiritual stuff we talked about before. There's a very, very specific energy that's coming up at the tail end of this month. I'm actually hearing March 29 for whatever reason. Sometimes specific dates mean, you know, specific things, and sometimes it's more of just a doorway energy. So around the 29th of this month, there's going to be what I would consider an opportunity. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come in a totally pleasant way, but there's an opportunity for you to get a little bit clearer about the current circumstances. And what that feels to me like is there's probably something else coming down the pike with this one gal. So
really?
So here's what you're going to do. You are going to be grace personified in that experience, and you're going to use that, because tell me if this makes sense to you. As clear as I think you are about getting out of there, there's still an aspect of you, and this is where that Pisces nature, the dual fishy thing comes in. You got one of your little fishes is going, no, well, you know, it's really not that bad. I mean, we can make the, is that making sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I call that. I call that the sow's ear syndrome. That's, you know, you making the silk purse thing. I want you out of the pig pen, and I want you to buy yourself a silk purse. Quit messing with the pigs. Be willing to say, this is untenable for me. This just doesn't work. And so I want you to get clearer. In fact, this is interesting what I'm hearing from the guides right now. Since we're talking about this, you may very well be able to sidestep whatever was coming down the pike on the 29th, which felt a little uncomfortable to me. So if you're willing to get super clear, despite that one side of you going, well, we could make the best of this, I want you to get rid of the idea that, oh my God, the economy's so bad. Thank God I just have a job. You know, I should be willing to scrub toilets with a toothbrush just because I'm getting a paycheck, all of that stuff. Here's what God's doing when you go there. God is up there going, hello, I have a lottery ticket with your name on it, and I cannot give it to you because you'd rather scrub toilets with a toothbrush right now. And, you know, we pretty much know that if you won the lottery, you probably wouldn't scrub the toilets with a toothbrush.
That's true.
All right, so get super clear. Promise me that you'll do that.
Okay, I will. Like, but I'm starting to call my friends that I know and say, do you know of anything?
Perfect.
Resume?
No, do that. Oh, hell yeah, do that. I want, take some action. Yeah.
Will I be unemployed? I'm scared.
No, I do not see that. I do not see that. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have a little bit of a break. I'm hearing you could have anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks in between one gig to the next. But you gotta be willing to jump off that cliff. You really do. I mean, the faith piece is huge right now. It's absolutely huge. And I'm not suggesting that you just march in there tomorrow and quit your job. You could, but that would require a very specific type of faith in you. And I'm not going to push you on that. Okay. I'm going to tell you this is going to require some faith. So keep taking the action that you need to take. And my sense is by the mid to end of April, you're going to have another gig.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's coming fast.
Oh, it's coming. Now, is it something? Okay. I used to be in politics. Well, is it political? I don't know.
Is it political?
Government?
I feel so, and I don't have a good language for this, kiddo, so bear with me on this. This feels like it's similar to what you're doing right now, and potentially the connection for the new job is coming through the seeds that you already have in your life right now, meaning it could be coming through people you're already working with or someone that you have worked with in the past. This is not like, I don't see you, you know, with your elbows smeared with newsprint looking through the want ads, okay? That just does not fit here. This feels more to me like through your networking or talking to different people, there's going to be some opportunities that come in. You're probably going to have at least two opportunities that you're going to need to decide between. And I think that's going to be a little bit of the faith thing as well. Boy, you got a big tendency to flip into your head. Is that true?
Flip? Scared?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like your heart will say one thing and then you talk yourself out of it because your head's coming in and saying all this other stuff.
Yes, I do that.
Okay. So I'm really going to caution you about that. I want you to stay with your instincts, stay with your heart. Pray about it. Ask for specific guidance. Here's a great little statement to make. I give thanks that I now have absolute clarity on exactly what I need to do to manifest the job of my dreams. And then you say, I give thanks that I now have the willingness to receive that absolute clarity. Because you know what? That's a weird thing. We say we want to win the lottery and then we don't buy tickets. You know, we have a real issue with willingness as human beings. So I want you to pray for that clarity, allow that choice to make sense to you. And then there is a bit of this, darling, seriously, there's a bit of this that's going to feel like a freaking leap of faith. You're not going to get away with having this thing be completely black and white. If a flaming angel of the Lord showed up on your doorstep tomorrow with the exact steps for you to take, you'd probably argue. You know what I mean? You would. You'd question it.
I don't want to make a mistake.
Well, would you say that what you're doing right now is a mistake?
Yeah, and I feel guilty and I feel sad. And,
okay. Then you need to be done with that. You need to be done with that guilt and that sorrow stuff. You need to just own the fact that what's happening right now isn't serving you. And that's okay. And besides the other thing, there's lessons for these other people to learn too.
Really?
Oh, amen, sister girl. Trust me on this one. God never orchestrates anything for one person. It's always about the ripple effect. So trust that you just need to pray for guidance and follow your truth in your piece of this puzzle. Okay. And I'm looking at mid to the end of April. Now timelines can change. I will tell you that flat out. And believe me, it's gotten wackier in the last 5 to 6 years as far as timelines are concerned. But I would tell you to shoot for that and get out there and make sure that you're trusting your instincts, who to talk to, who to ask, etc. And I don't see you having a problem with this at all. I think your biggest issue is going to be getting all, twisted up in that guilt stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be your biggest problem.
Oh, okay. Just okay. As long as I'm not employed and I just want to get out from underneath.
You deserve to have a better job, sweetheart. You really do. This is about moving towards something as opposed to running away from something.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Great. I got to sign up for a reading. Thank you.
Well, give me a call. Jump on the website. Get my phone number. Give me a call. Absolutely. So,
I will.
Yeah. No. And I would love to hear how this goes.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Right. Thank you so much.
Oh, sweetheart. You're welcome. Good luck with everything. And I think you're going to rock here. I really do.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too, baby. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow, job stuff, that's huge for people. That whole fear climate of the economy is making people crazy. So what we got going there, Missy? I'm talking to you. I'm stumped.
Do you want to go to the break?
Yeah, let's take a little break.
Let's take a little break and then we'll go. Okay,
groovy.
Sounds good.
All right, hang around, everybody. Number to call, 877-230-3062. Would love to talk to you. Help me, I do declare it's a creeper all.
satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
And we're live. We're live. We're alive. Just really quick, want to say thank you, Robin, for calling. I apologize. We called you by the wrong name. Anyway, keep me informed, darling girl. Sending you angels. And we got Claire on the phone. We're going to Claire next.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good. You know, that's kind of a loaded question from a psychic, isn't it? How are you? I mean,
yeah, I'm hoping you can tell me.
People rarely call psychics when everything's going well, right? You know, yeah, I just want to check in. It's usually, so talk to me. What's happening?
Well, I thought it could be helpful to maybe for you to do a tarot reading and get a feel for my energy.
You betcha. What are you astrologically?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus girl. How old are you?
54.
Okay. All right. I know. We get to the point where we have to count backwards. Huh?
I had to think for a minute.
I'm just really lucky that I was born in 1960. It makes the math really easy. Wow, girl. What's been going on for like the last 4 to 5 months? I feel like there's a simultaneous physical and emotional drain on you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. A lot of grief.
Oh, honey. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's really heavy. It's really heavy. And I, my first initial question to you is, what are you doing for yourself in this? Because it feels like you're kind of, I don't want to say you're necessarily shoving yourself completely to the side, but I definitely feel like you're not at the top of the food chain in this, and that there's a lot of other people that you're either assisting right now, or you're just kind of soldiering on and not giving yourself permission to experience what you need to here. Is that true?
No, I think I'm working through it fairly well.
Okay. All right. Are you carrying some other people right now, energetically?
What do you exactly mean by that?
Well, I get the sense of a couple of people in particular, a masculine energy. Can't even tell, honestly, if it's a man or if it's a woman with real masculine energy, that you are having to kind of shoulder their what's going on for them. And you're kind of in a position of helping them emotionally or, you know, just assisting them. Is that making any sense?
I lost my son.
Wow.
So, I don't know if that's what you're...
What about his father? What's happening with his father?
He seems to be doing okay. He's more, you know, introverted.
Okay.
So he doesn't really express a whole lot, but okay. I think he's doing reasonably well.
All right.
I started having poetry come through me
good.
A year ago.
Okay.
And I've been posting it on a blog site.
Okay.
And I have had, I've been in contact with people who found the poems and have lost children also.
Wow. I can't even imagine it, sweetheart. I can't. I just can't even imagine it.
I couldn't either.
No. I bet in some ways you can't, even at this point. How long ago did this happen, can I ask?
2 years, 5 months.
Okay. How old was he?
22.
Well, so here's what I think I'm sensing. I do feel like, and are you married to his dad?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel like there's a process going on right now where, and this might sound really woo-woo, but it feels really energetic to me.
Yes.
In a way that's not even, where you might not even be conscious of it, where
right.
you are sort of shoring up your husband. And I feel like you need to allow yourself to be shored up a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I have one other child and my daughter.
Okay.
And she just adds to the grief.
Oh, absolutely. And is there some anger in her right now?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's
it's all irrational.
Yeah, that's I will guarantee you that's that masculine energy I'm picking up on that I wasn't even sure if it was male
yeah.
or female.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
she's feminine, but she's
not
got
right
a lot
now.
Of masculine energy.
Yeah, not, yeah, she's really raging. She's got some major rage going on. How old is she?
She's 28 today.
Okay. Oh, bless her heart. So I think it's really, really important for you to what I would say is to draw some boundaries, and some of that's just energetic. That's where the prayer stuff comes in. That's where, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but the whole idea of surrounding people with angels and really letting,
yes.
really letting God step in and protect you a little bit energetically. One of the challenges of the Taurus nature is they can carry the most ungodly loads. I mean,
yes.
truly, and not even realize they're doing it. I mean, it's just like, yeah, pack more on there. I got room
mm-hmm.
until eventually physically you break down. Are you having some physical issues right now?
No.
Okay, good. Be careful. I'm okay. serious. I can't emphasize that more. I really want, and I'm not getting anything dramatic. I'm just
right.
getting like you could end up catching, you know, some weird flu that's going around and just be tanked for like weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want you to pull back energetically in some of these places. Keep doing the poetry. And here's, I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but I'm actually seeing you in the late spring, which means within the next couple of months, being on some sort of panel or in front of an audience of people with several other people sharing your experience. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I could see that happening.
Okay. I would tell you to seek out that experience because, you know, oh, man, I don't want to sound like a new age bliss ninny here, but you know, these things happen to us for huge reasons.
Right.
And the loss of a child is just so unfathomable. We're not meant to bury our children. We're just not. And so for you to help others with that is so divine. It really is. And I think that you can trust. You also have such a grace about you. Does that make sense to you? Are you aware of that about yourself?
Yeah.
Really, truly. I mean, you walk in the world with just phenomenal grace. And that's what's needed. People need to see that in action. They need to have that modeled to them, especially in the world right now. And so I would really encourage you to look for any and all opportunities where you can be literally in the spotlight. That may sound really bizarre in this circumstance, but I think that that's part of this whole path that you're walking. What was
right.
What was your son's name?
Graham.
Graham. What an amazing young man.
Yes,
so if you don't mind me giving you a little insight into him,
I'd love it.
I truly do believe that there are angels that come to earth in human form and they don't stick around long. They really don't.
Right.
And my sense is Graham stuck around longer than he might have in other circumstances. I feel like you guys had a really amazing bond, you and he. Does that,
yeah.
is that true?
I think we're twin flames.
That would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, the human body isn't meant to run that kind of fire for a full lifespan. And so he came down here to affect a lot of people, which I feel like he did even when he was here, but even more so through how you're going to be expressing him in the world. There's a massive karmic contract between the two of you, and that probably just sounds so, you know, typical new age, but I'm not kidding you when I look at this. Your son was amazing. He just feels like he came out of the womb with unfathomable wisdom. So God bless you for going through that, sweetheart. Like I say, I don't have a frame of reference for that. All I can do is tell you that God's hand is all over this one, and you're going to come out the other side of this. You'll grieve for the rest of your life. You know that.
Yeah.
But the fact is, what an extraordinary opportunity to walk in the world for your son. And to express God through that, you know, it's just amazing. And you are more than equipped to do that. You have a tremendous talent and an amazing ability to reach people. And it just feels like a continuation of what Graham was doing when he was here.
But you feel this raging male energy from
yes,
my daughter.
I absolutely do. Yeah, I absolutely do. Is she in any kind of counseling right now?
No, but surprisingly, she has mentioned that she might do that.
Get her. Yeah, help her.
That's the only thing I could.
Yeah.
Because I can't do anything because it's all so irrational.
Absolutely, sweetie. And it's not up to you. You're not the counselor here. So, yeah.
Is that part of my walk, too?
That is absolutely.
Of letting go, right?
100%. You put her in God's hands. Absolutely. And visualize that. Literally, these great, big, fabulous, masculine hands who can totally provide and protect her. And ask for there's a great affirmation, and it goes, I place you lovingly in the hands of God. That which is for your highest good now comes to you. And I would tell you to say that one over and over again.
He aims everything just to me.
Yeah, well, you're safe. I mean, seriously, so this is the weird thing. This is like children from a divorce. They will typically act out against the custodial parent, even if they're mad at the non-custodial parent, because that's the safe relationship. So it's a twisted compliment, you know. It's
right.
not, but it
that's
doesn't mean another. Doesn't mean you have to put up with it.
Do you feel like the poems are coming from my son?
Absolutely. Well, they're coming from your son, and they're coming from you. It's a total collaborative effort. You are definitely channeling, but it's a complete collaborative effort. I mean, the image that I actually have is the two of you sitting down at a table, kind of with your heads close to each other, and you're just like brainstorming like crazy, rocking out this stuff. So,
do you see books happening?
Absolutely. I'm not kidding you. Whatever you want to do with this, you can do with it. But the quicker thing, the sooner thing that I see very soon in the next, like I say, next couple of months feels like you in front of an audience. I have no question that that's going to happen. So.
Also, I draw a card every day from a psychic tarot deck of John Holland.
Right.
And, you know, there's 65 cards in that deck.
Okay.
And don't you think this is odd? I just noticed that in the past 8 days. I've drawn 5 different chakra cards.
You think there's a message there, sister?
That balancing the chakras?
Yeah, balancing the chakras. Well, and just running your energy differently. Just being really conscious of running your energy and not pulling in everybody else's, in particular your daughter's.
Right. Well, I meditate every day, and I think I feel like I'm being guided. I hope I
am. You are. You absolutely are. Yeah.
I'm picking up on the things I'm supposed to.
You are. You absolutely are.
Do you want to hear a beautiful little poem?
You know what, sweetheart? I would love to, except we've got full phone lines.
Oh, okay.
So here's what I would love for you to do.
Thank you so much.
Here's what I would love for you to do. Mm-hmm. Can you get on my Facebook page and post it? It would be amazing.
I have a blog site.
Perfect. Then send me the link. Send me the link and I'll put it up on Facebook. That would be phenomenal. I would so appreciate that. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
I think I'm supposed to share them.
You are. You absolutely are. So send me the link and I'll get it up on my Facebook, okay?
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, sweetheart, take care.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. So who we got next, Missy?
We have Sandra from New York.
Sandra.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
I'm not so good.
Oh, I know. Again, there's that loaded question, huh? You know?
Yeah.
So what's happening?
I'm your second Pisces.
Oh, the Pisces.
Put in 1 foot out.
The Pisces. Well, you know what? This is part of those little patterns in the demographics. I always get the Pisceans at this time of the year, which makes total sense because, you know, we got stuff flying around our birthdays. A friend of mine calls the month prior to the birthday and the month after your birthday the birthday twirlies. It's where everything is just spinning around. So tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm having love issues.
Okay.
It conveniently placed around my birthday.
As if
Saturn wasn't bad enough to me for the past 2.5 years.
Oh, man, you and me both, sister. Yeah, Saturn can take a freaking break for all I care. I'll tell you. So give me a little bit nutshell what's happening.
Nutshell, met this wonderful man about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Fell into a love triangle with him.
Oh.
And, you know, kind of cut him off for about 9 months.
Okay.
And it restarted again in December.
Okay.
And, you know, I had a reading with someone that I've read before with, and she's like, don't give up before the miracle, the miracle. And I'm like, geez, maybe the miracle is just to, like, get the hell out of Dodge.
That is oftentimes the miracle. But anyway.
And I'm like,
so,
yeah.
So you're hanging in there still?
So really not, because we had an argument on my birthday.
Oh, lovely. Happy
so birthday. I'm really not hanging in there. We're not really conversing right now, although I'm sure, you know, everything's cool on his end.
What is he astrologically?
Libra.
Okay. So I'm going to dive right in here if you don't mind.
Sure, please
okay.
do.
I would tell you not to hang in there on this one. I would tell you to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. I'm not trying to vilify this guy. I'm sure he's a very nice man. He's very, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but there's an emotional immaturity with him that comes and goes. Like, there are times when he's really got it together, and then there are other times when he is just like, I can't even describe it. I feel like a spoiled little kid. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And some of that's Libra. You know, we got the, Libra and Pisces together, two, you know, these two sides constantly going. I mean, it's the only worst combination, I think, is Pisces and Gemini. But Libra is all about that. Librans are very much about wanting everybody to like them. And so they will put on a persona to the world that isn't necessarily the truth of what's going on behind the scenes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. And so, and I got to tell you, the love triangle thing, that's a total pattern for this guy. So even if he showed back up in December and he said he was clean from this other relationship, I don't think I would trust it. Because that feels like his MO. I literally feel like he's always got one or two others, on his scalp belt that he's still hanging on to. So I think you're really smart to be clear about this. Because first of all, can I ask how old you are?
41.
Okay. You're placed at a prime moment in your life to start to manifest what you really want. And I feel like you've done a lot of work in the last number of years about that. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. You need to give yourself a little more credit than that, because it looks to me like you've gotten really clear. And I think the only challenge that you've got is you've got the clarity, but you don't necessarily have the belief that you deserve what you're clear about. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would be fair. I mean, I go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're human. So, but I would definitely tell you to do some work around the deserving piece and the willingness to receive thing. You've got what I consider a window of opportunity opening up, and that's some of that's planetary, some of it's energetic, some of it's just, you know, what you've manifested in your world. There's a window that's coming up actually, I want to say late May, early June, all the way through the tail end of this year, at least into the end of October, where we're talking a big, big opening for right relationship. And you have danced on the edge of relationship now, meaning it hasn't been right. You've been in it, but you've known in so many ways that it hasn't been right. Now it's time to absolutely not compromise. And you will determine what walks through that door at the end of May. So I would tell you, get not only continue to get the, you know, hone the clarity thing, but also the biggest thing that you need to work on is the belief that you deserve what you're asking for. I'm getting a really strong sense of some programming you got when you were a kid that made you believe that you had to sort of settle. Is that fair? Did you have that?
I don't know. That's a tough one. You know, that's kind of a hard one. I'll say yes and no.
Okay. Did you have that modeled to you by anybody and it goes kind of back to that Sousier syndrome thing about just, you know, not asking for too much or, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's like the European, like, setup in a sense.
Okay.
But then again, my mother was a very strong but quietly strong woman.
Right, right. You bet.
So, independently strong.
Sure. And women can be super strong. but still not believe and it's, but still not set themselves up to have everything that they want. You know what I mean? And yeah. So the strength, their stoicism comes from, you know, walking in the world, just being in that place of doing the best that they can in the situation. So I want to encourage you to expand your vision of yourself a little bit here. I want you to walk in the world with a little bit of a strut, because I feel like you definitely deserve that. And you absolutely, I mean, God bless your Libra, but I would tell you, and here's a great affirmation for you. Great affirmation for you. Say his name and then say, I bless you and I release you in peace. You bless me and release me in peace. I am free and you are free and all is well between us. You got to let that dude go and you got to energetically break the cords, because my sense is he'll probably try and resurface. So I would love to see you open that doorway in May for somebody a whole lot better, that you're not going to have to question fidelity and presence. So
it's okay. So strange, because the person that I read with, who, like I said, I've read more than once with this person, uh-huh. and I know them really well, and they've been, like, on target, but this is, like, the one piece that isn't feeling right to me.
Then, and what a phenomenal lesson that is for everybody.
No, it's
everybody
not feeling right. So when yeah. someone's telling you to hold on for the miracle, and you're like, what miracle, you know? And I don't think I'm being negative. I just
sweetheart,
really
no. So, so here's my advice, and you can take it or leave it. If Jesus Christ himself showed up on your doorstep and said, do this, and it didn't feel right to you, the whole point in that is you got to trust yourself above and beyond anybody else. And that way, if Jesus showed up on your doorstep and did that, he'd just be testing you. He'd be standing there going, come on, believe yourself here. Because God's talking directly through you. Directly through you. You got to trust that implicitly. Okay? So you deserve better. Put that out there, kiddo. Keep being clear. And I would love to hear back from you and see what happens at the end of May.
Yeah, me too.
All right, girl. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for calling. And who's next?
Oh, we finally have Amy.
Amy. Amy.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, sugar. This is my Amy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, girlfriend, I haven't talked to you in so long. It's so good to hear your voice.
You too. I've been enjoying listening to all the previous Pisces, which I also am.
Yes, ma'am. And by the way, your daughter is gorgeous.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Amy sent me pictures, listeners, of her adorable child. And yeah, hello. So talk to me. What are we looking at?
Well, there's so many things going on right now. The free for all, that was a perfect song, because that's what it feels like in almost every area of my life.
I hear you.
So I just thought I'll pick one,
okay.
which is a pretty big one,
okay.
and it's we're putting our house on the market this week.
Oh, wow.
We don't know where we want to live.
Okay.
And this, you know, I kind of want to get out of the Bay Area,
right.
and but he has some jobs here, even though my husband, he works freelance. We talked about moving to Southern California, and basically in the interim, we've made sort of a tentative decision that we would go and live in Lake Tahoe for the summer.
Okay.
Just like rent a furnished house.
Right.
But I just don't know if, you know, I'm not 100, I don't have like that good of a clarity.
You bet.
It still feels like everything's up in the air. There's a lot of work involved in like packing up our stuff and putting it into storage.
Yep.
And then going to Tahoe for the summer and then figuring out where we want to live, you know. So it's
it's a little bit of a free-for-all, sounds like.
Yeah.
All right. So you know, you and I've talked over the years about this issue. I mean, this has been an issue for you. And about this issue of where you're going to live, right? Your environment is a crucial piece for you. And Michael, remind me what he is astrologically.
He's Cancer.
Oh, that's right. For Cancerians, it's huge. The home is huge.
I know.
You know, so no wonder it's challenging for you guys to be super clear on this. So I'm not kidding when I tell you your instincts about going to Tahoe for the summer are spot on, because I am getting loud and clear. You're not going to make a decision. You're not going to be able to make a decision until about September or October of this year. Because there are circumstances that need to unfold between now and then. They're going to give you more clarity. And this is kind of funny, because I was just talking, you know, earlier to one of the callers about the leap of faith thing, you know, and that it's not going to necessarily be black and white. Well, in this case, it's a little bit different. There's a feeling of a divine timing issue involved. And it feels to me like what's going to play out for both you and Michael is is clarity is going to come to you through a series of circumstances. In other words, you're going to feel very drawn and very led to the place you end up, as opposed to sitting in your kitchen right now with a map going, gosh, where should we go? You know, it does. And some, and sometimes that's the case. Sometimes we absolutely have these experiences in our lives that are totally about, you know, spinning a globe with a blindfold on and just poking our finger. It makes me think of the scene from Dr. Doolittle, the children's movie, where he just, you know, chose this place on the map and was divinely led to this, you know, the giant pink sea snail. It was amazing. Anyway, I digress. So your giant pink sea snail is going to show up in a different way. It's not about you just completely winging it blind. For whatever reason, I mean, like I say, sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's not. In this situation, it's very clear here that it's about circumstances showing up for both of you. It's not just about, you know, jobs lining up for Michael or whatever. It has to do with a series of things. It feels actually like 3 to 4 different things that are going to take place over the summer. Actually, starting probably in about April. And my sense is some of it's job related, but a lot of it has to do with, how do I want to describe this? Like a personal connection to someplace that you guys haven't been able to filter through yet. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, the criteria for moving somewhere is somewhat abstract. It's more of a feeling for me. And really, in a lot of ways, I'm kind of leading the way on this.
Sure.
And yet, you know, I have a 1-year-old, so I'm kind of too exhausted to lead the way at the same time.
Wow, I can only imagine.
Well, my husband, too, you know, he's a Cancerian, and he doesn't like change, although he'll, you know, takes a while to get used to the idea. And
I
totally agree with you about the feeling of moving to Tahoe. It feels to me like, let's just go there and we'll figure it out. It'll happen.
Yeah, no, that feels completely appropriate. I think you guys are being, because that decision does not feel like a whim. That decision feels like something that you're instinctively being guided to do. And for whatever reason, connections or whatever, you know, I've talked about this on previous shows. This is no different than somebody that decides to go to college and they sign up and they go and, you know, halfway through the first semester, they're like, oh my God, what the hell was I thinking? This sucks. I don't want to do this. But they're sitting next to somebody that has a connection for them that they never would have met had they not taken the class. You know, it's those types of things. So you have to trust, you absolutely have to trust the journey. You got to be willing to go down those blind dead end alleys to find out what the reason was. And sometimes the reason is only to get you out of God's way for a little while, you know, to hobble you and get you distracted over here to the left so God can work over here on the right and line things up, because we're all so damned impatient about everything, you know? So this is the Tahoe thing feels great, kiddo. And I will be shocked, literally shocked, if by September, October at the latest, and I'm talking early October, that you guys aren't crystal clear about where you're going next. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's California, but I'm leaning a little more, towards possibly staying in the Tahoe area. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh. That would be like a dream come true.
Yeah. No. Well, so hello. So,
well,
guess what the phoenix is that's rising out of the ashes right now? It is the dreams coming true. It's people being open to go, okay, you know what? If we're all going to die in a tsunami or an earthquake or terrorist attack, or the economy's going to tank and we're going to be starving to death on the streets, we might as well open ourselves up to have everything we've ever desired, because it's probably not going to happen anyway. You know, it's kind of that feeling. So put it out there. Be open to receiving your dreams come true. Even if it seems completely irrational, you know, it's the time frame right now. And there's huge, huge energy up here for both you and Michael to kind of bust loose from limitation. That's coming up really, really strongly. So, be willing to trust your gut on this one, kiddo. Head to Tahoe, make that happen. Just, you know, take the steps necessary to pack everything up and do what you need to do. And my sense is by the fall at the latest, you're going to know exactly what the hell you're doing.
Excellent.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
Oh, honey, it's so good to hear from you. Seriously.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get my email?
I did.
You saw the pictures.
I absolutely did. Yep. Tons of love to you. Give a hug to that baby girl for me.
Okay, I will.
All right, sugar. Thanks for calling, kiddo.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We are going to go to... No, we're not. Did we lose her?
No, we've got... Oh. There we go. We got Amla.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing
Okay.
Okay. I know. Again, I always ask that question. How are? I shouldn't ask that question, should I? I should just get on the phone and go, "Hey, tell me what's going. Talk to me.
Talk to you. I know. And we're running out of time, so
that's
I'll just
okay.
get to the point.
Good girl.
Okay. I'm a Sagittarius. If you wanted to know that,
I did want to know that. When's your birthday?
December 16th.
Oh my God, girl! I'm December 17th.
Get out!
No wonder I love you.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Barb?
On the 15th.
Barb's the 15th. We got 15, awesome. 16, 17, right on. Okay, we're having a little Sag party here. So what's going on, Sister Sag?
So there's this guy that I'm working with, kind of, sort of. I had a musical performance in February.
Okay.
And he, you know, it just, you know, blindsided me. He basically, you know, the day before the performance, he said, "I probably won't be able to make it." I'm like, "That's cool, whatever." And I just casually asked if he records, and he does. And
right. So
he did. He made it the next day to my performance, and I listened to it over the weekend, and it was really awesome. And now I'm actually going into writing, so I want to narrate my words and
awesome.
All sorts of things like that. So I'm wondering, he seems like he's interested in me, and mm-hmm. something dawned on me over the weekend. It hit me in the face where... like, I wasn't attracted to him before, and right. now I feel like I am. So.
Yes. Well, so here's what's happening. This is such a great question.
Yes.
You're having a very, very typical polarity response. Just give me an initial on this guy. What's his first initial?
C. I don't even know
C.
his last name.
Okay. That's cool. And do you have any idea what he is astrologically?
Yep. He's a Capricorn.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So here's what C did. C showed up as being this very masculine presence, and he's supporting what you're doing right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
He's he really is genuinely interested in what you're doing, and he's definitely genuinely interested in you, you know, from a personal standpoint, from what I can tell.
So more than friends he is.
That would be my sense. And
okay.
Okay, so I've seen your website, I've seen the picture of you. He'd have to be really stupid not to be interested. So no, I'm serious. He'd have to be a complete moron. So anyway, obviously he's not. So, but here's what I'm going to tell you.
It's, yeah.
I'm not going to say not to base anything on your current reaction to him. I would tell you to stay in the reaction and ride it for a little while.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want to make any decisions out of the response is what I mean.
Right.
Because you want to give this guy a chance to prove himself to you, whether he's proving himself to you from a business standpoint, like he's going to be helping you with some career stuff, because there's definitely the potential there.
Yeah.
Or if it morphs into more than that, if it morphs into a partnership of greater import, meaning personal as well.
Right.
So give it a little bit of time. And then it's also going to trigger some things in you, kiddo, because you have a tendency to draw people into your life who then make you question yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So you get a chance to break your pattern a little bit with this one. I like his energy. I think he's really cool. And I think the coolest thing of all right now
yes.
is that it feels like your heart is opening up. And your heart's opening up creatively anyway.
Yes.
Which, when the feminine heart is open and she shines, it's like the moth and the flames, it's like the flame and the moths are going to come. And he might be a moth, but he also might be, you know, he might be your kindred spirit. Who knows? Let's just ride this out for a little while. My sense is you're going to have a lot of clarity on what this guy's made of in probably the next 3 to 6 weeks. There's some pivotal things that he's going to either promise or say he's going to do for you. And if he follows through, those are things you just keep sort of, you know, keeping score on. The feminine
right.
keeps score. That's not a bad thing. Track record is crucial to the feminine. So keep an eye out. Just let him prove himself. And don't question your response to him. Your response is very emotional, it's very intuitive, and it's very appropriate. Just don't make any decisions out of that response right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and let this thing unfold. Now, this is interesting. I got just a couple more minutes, so I want to just touch on this.
Yes.
There's also the potential for another gentleman coming into the picture. Is there somebody else already?
No.
Okay, so...
What?
Oh, little girl. Yeah, buckle up, because my feeling is there's somebody else that's possibly coming into the picture as well. My feeling is you might have a choice to make.
Okay.
So stay in your heart on this one. And you got such a great spiritual connection. I am so not worried about you. You just ask for clarity on a daily basis. Let God show you the best of these guys. Let the hero rise in them and then see what happens.
Do you know, I don't know if you could just pick it up in a minute or whatever, but how I meet the other person or what this other guy's like?
My sense, the other guy's going to come in through some of this performance stuff that you're doing. Have you got another performance coming up?
Yes, in
okay,
April.
There you go. That's probably where he's showing up. So you're, okay, you're going to be dazzling men. Get used to it, kid. Seriously,
oh my goodness,
you are. I know how
that's
fun is that.
Happened before.
Well, it's time. It's absolutely time. So we got to wrap this up, Sugar
thank
Bear.
You, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling me, sweetheart. I really appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you again. Okay.
Okay. Bless
all right,
you.
Baby.
Thank
right
you.
Back. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Too much fun. Little sister Sag. I should have known that. She's the cutest thing in the world.
I know. How adorable was she?
I know. She is truly adorable. I just want to like grab her and give her a big old kiss. I got a girl crush, Amla. Got a girl crush. All right. I got a girl crush on you today, Barb. You look so gorgeous. I got to tell you, I'm serious.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah. All right. This was a ton of fun. We will be doing this again. So stick around for next week. We're going to be doing belief system stuff. Really interesting, cool information. Love to have you jump on that Facebook page so that I can start chatting with y'all in between these shows. Get on my website, Michelle Morgan, Michelle with one L .org, and click on the links and it'll take you straight in there. We will be back next week. Same time, same station. Love it. Have had a great time today. Thanks everybody for listening. Michelle Morgan, this is Living on a Prayer. Be good.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.